It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two.
You may have heard this PSA about drunk driving. It tells a little story about how much a night of drinking costs. All those beers and all that entertainment. And eventually, the PSA gets to the point of all those ka-chings.
Could be the most expensive night of your life.
The cost to commit crimes can add up. In fact, there are thousands of people who owe millions of dollars in criminal justice debt to the city of San Francisco. The Board of Supervisors will vote today on an ordinance that would say, forget about the debt that's owed. Don't worry about paying future fees. It's not worth the hassle. And in fact, getting rid of the fees could actually help the people it currently hurts. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to the Bay.
Crime lab fees.
Booking fees if you're booked into jail.
DNA testing.
$150 pre-sentence report.
Fingerprinting.
$268.95.
Emergency medical services mandatory contribution.
If somebody gets sentenced to probation or is on probation, there are fees associated with that. And frankly, that's the biggest chunk of these millions of dollars that we're talking about here.
Alex Emsley covers criminal justice for KQED.
So all these administrative fees get applied to somebody who's been arrested. What's the idea behind these fees? Are they supposed to be some kind of like deterrent? Like DUIs are super expensive. And I think part of the reason I've seen PSAs, I've seen billboards about this. It's like you don't want to pay the fees associated with getting a DUI.
Really, when we're talking about deterrence and monetary sanctions, fines, they're associated with a criminal sentence. For a DUI, you are sentenced to pay a fine of, you know, whatever it is, $5,000, $10,000. And that's like a direct sanction from the court as part of a criminal sentence, right? These are not that. These aren't something that somebody has been sentenced to pay. They're ancillary. They're part of sort of reimbursing the system for its costs.
Like if you have a parking ticket within a city and all of a sudden you get like a $3 fine or $3 fee attached to the ticket itself to help with the administrative costs.
For the
like
cost
that.
Of printing the ticket,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yeah, so similar to that. Part of the reason that this legislation is going through in San Francisco and has quite a bit of support, including from those who might generally be worried about like the, you know, the fiscal impact on either the city or the court system, is it's not, the city isn't actually collecting this money. It is a large number, more than $15.5 million over the past 6 years assessed, but that money is not being collected. It's just piling up as debt. On average, the city collects about $1 million per year. It's a small percentage of what they're actually charging.
Why is the city not collecting this debt that's out there?
I don't think it's for lack of trying. I think it's that there's just a severe inability to pay. They have a criminal conviction on their record, and they're trying to navigate, air quotes, getting back into society.
Do you have any idea how many people have debt from all these fines and fees?
20,000 individuals owe going on $16 million in fees. And that, again, it's only over the past 6 years. That's sort of the window that financial wings of the city of San Francisco assessed.
When did city officials or the Board of Supervisors first start looking at an ordinance to erase all this debt and cancel these administrative fines and fees?
It was February 6th of this year. Board of Supervisors president and current mayoral candidate London Breed announced this legislation at a press conference and introduced it to the board that day.
Yes, these are fees that have created barriers to reentry. Just when people are working to turn their lives around, they have disproportionately affected many communities of color for decades that contributes to the never-ending cycle of poverty that we see in our neighborhood and in our streets.
Since then, An overwhelming majority of supervisors have signed on as co-sponsors, so it looks really likely that this is going to pass.
So what would this ordinance actually do? It would wipe out the debt that currently exists and then also just cancel all the fees going forward?
Pretty much. That's my understanding. For the assessment of these charges that is controlled by San Francisco, and those would go away. So there would no longer be a charge associated with being sentenced to electronic monitoring or being booked into jail or a monthly probation charge or a collection fee for the fines that you're assessed as part of your sentence.
What was it?
It's called a restitution collection fee. It's a fee imposed to cover the cost of collecting restitution fines.
Let me ask you this. Somebody could easily look at this and say, there's all this money that people who are committing crimes, going to jail and getting these fees assessed on them should be paying. And now all of a sudden we're going to have to pay for that.
Well, I think for the greatest majority of cases, one response would be, we're not collecting the money anyway. And then I think supporters of this legislation would also point to a less concrete but still relevant sort of a social cost associated with this. It is better to not set people up for failure, right? If somebody is struggling to reenter society, they've already served a sentence, paid their debt in that way, setting up another barrier might direct them away from sort of the straight and narrow path into more criminal activity if you can't figure out a way to pay this debt and it's just saddling you. Some of this debt, it can keep you on probation.
So you can stay on probation because you can't pay?
Well, yeah, if you haven't paid off the probation department, then you may remain on probation. Some of the argument is that these fees perpetuate a cyclical nature of the criminal justice system. And of course, there's a huge cost associated with that as well.
Alex, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's other stuff being done in San Francisco to try to make life easier for people with lower incomes who owe fees to the city. The city's Public Utilities Commission waived fees to help people whose water's been shut off. And then just this month, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency approved cutting tow and boot fees for lower-income residents. The ordinance being considered tonight by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to relieve people of debt and to cut criminal justice fees moving forward has overwhelming support. Alex says there's been a lot of coordination between the Public Defender's Office, the DA, and the Sheriff's Office. To see more details, you can check out Alex Emsley's reporting at kqed.org. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at SF News Reporter. I'm at Radio Devon if you want to follow me or to follow the show. Check out the hashtag TheBayKQED. You've been listening to The Bay. I want to tell you about the Leap podcast from KQED. The show is all about people going through dramatic changes or starting in one place and ending up somewhere completely different. Hence the Leap. Season 3 has officially launched. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. So I went to Joshua Tree. What do you think about that?
Is that a town or a band?